Christopher Columbus.
And?
Magellan.
And?
Lewis and Clark.
And?
Well, that's it. But the thing that all these explorers had in common, they all found what they wanted. They found the Holy Land. And what did the La Salle explorers find?
A loss.
A big old fat loss.
Welcome to Fairfax.
Home of the Patriots.
So, pretty much a blowout. 1-20, got the dub.
Right.
Beat La Salle when we were down 10 early on.
Right. Which is a common theme this year. It's like, hey, let's just get down early and claw our way back.
People predicting losses early on Twitter, saying it was going to be a long night. But
right.
Instead,
they're a relatively bigger team. I know that we love to talk about size, but we shot so efficient from the floor. I mean, count out Cam and his three-point shooting. We were almost perfect for the night. So everyone was just on their A game. We were just hot as F.
You know, I was most impressed from LaSalle with this with Price. I mean, the guy is like JJ's side, and he's playing a guard. He's guarding Kyer. He's handling the ball. He went 7-for-9.
Right.
Pretty much did it all. Was the leading scorer on LaSalle. And, you know, I was pretty much impressed with him. I thought, man, is this guy an NBA player? You know, probably not, but he has the size to really be a matchup problem for guards.
Right. The whole time I was thinking, man, the Price is right. God. Took it to the showcase showdown and lost.
So we got out of there. Easy win at the end of the day.
Right, but why did we win? Can we maybe just do a little recap of the contributing factors that led to this blowout win? Which notorious. All right, so we've been on a bit of a streak here with the win-loss bit. Ever since we lost to VCU, we've been doing win-loss in the A-10. So we stuck to the theme. We blew them out. And why was it? What did we do particularly well last night?
I think first we got to start with obviously talking about the suspensions. Boyd is suspended. Okay. Kamari Newman is suspended.
That's why we won.
Dixon is suspended. But I think it plays into why we won because it allowed the starters to play significant amount of minutes, and they all contributed.
Right.
I think Kyer was the only player that didn't score in double digits, but the rest, I mean, we're talking like 16-plus points for all four starters. So I think what it allowed, you know, everybody got a lot of playing time. We didn't see JJ in foul trouble. We didn't see Marquise Moore in foul trouble. And I think that's what played a contributing factor into the win.
Let's also just kind of look at the efficiency here. So JJ was 5-6 from the field. Moore was 10-16 from the field. Otis was 5-5. Greer was 8-11. Everyone was pretty efficient from the free throw line. Everyone was pretty efficient from three outside of Cam. So just all the shots we were making, and there were some contested shots. So was it a bout of, you know, luck coupled with some, you know, great, you know, scheming? Yeah, I mean, it was just all in all a hot night from the floor. So,
well, I didn't even realize this because we showed up a little bit late.
Wow.
And
wow.
I didn't even realize Cam started, but Kyer played 30 minutes. That's what I'm going to give the quote unquote starter to. But I mean, Marquise Moore balled out of control. Was
career
one
high.
One rebound away,
again,
away
from a
double-double.
Double-double.
And then Otis Livingston, he was 100% from the field.
What did Paulson tweet earlier today? That, you know, there's probably no player in the country that's put up his stat line for the last two games. Just, you know, 24 points a game, shooting out of his mind from the field and from three.
And these
just
are contested shots. It's
right.
Not like he's getting, you know, he of course he's getting some open looks, but most of these shots are, you know, taking bodies, making layups, scoring in transition, hitting the three in someone's face. I mean, the guy has been so impressive as of late.
And I think that's partly due to the fact that, you know, the law of average, statistics, due theory, whatever you want to call it, said that, you know, Otis was sort of underachieving early on in A-10, putting up like a few clunkers here and there. I mean,
he had some critics.
Right. And so he was doing, you know, just, you know, fine. But now he's really just, cream is rising to the top right now. And he is just making his shots and making it look effortless, by the way.
And I think often, I mean, myself included, we forget he's a sophomore.
Yeah, and 5'11", and like under recruited, and you know, he's kind of the quintessential back, you know, the little guy that no one wanted, but he's killing it. He's proving everybody wrong,
including myself.
Yeah,
And so got to be excited for his play so far. What I think is very telling is you look at the bench contribution last night, and it's pretty much nothing besides Kyer. Helvao played 6 minutes. Troy played 1 minute. There was an Abram sighting. He played 3 minutes.
Free Abram.
But for the most part, it was, you know, that's what I was talking about earlier about the suspensions, because it's really about the starting five and really just the top six guys playing a lot of minutes and all playing pretty right. well.
From what it sounds like, and I think also Paulson's probably identified this in practices or what have you, but he knows the guys that can play his style of game, and he knows guys that can score, and we found the five or six guys that can play, you know, ideally what we want to play this year. Now, the guys that we're subbing in right now, yeah, it might be a little early for them to start delivering. So they're kind of just, you know, filling some gaps. And
I would say reserve your hate on Troy and Daniel. I believe both of them are going to be key contributors by the time they're junior and seniors for us. I think Helvao could be a starter next year. That's just my personal opinion.
But and this is all, you know, but I'm also open to the criticism. At times, have they looked, you know, completely overwhelmed? Yes. But at times you have to remember they're rookies or freshmen, whatever. So yeah, I think that there's a little bit more potential in Helvao, because I think he could be like a defensive
alter shots,
get the rebounds, the grind. You know, I don't think we're gonna have any big men that could score at least for another year or two.
He had a block that led to a Marquise Moore transition layup where it sent the students in a frenzy. They were going nuts. Yeah. I was like, oh my God, people size for Helvao.
Right. So we blew them out.
We blew
End
them
of the
out.
Day, we beat them.
Fun win. We scored 95 points.
Yeah, that's huge.
I mean, it's pretty crazy to look back at, like, we were struggling to score 75 in double
the
overtime.
Era, yeah.
No, I'm talking about.
Oh yeah, yeah. The St. Louis game.
We're in a double overtime. We can't even score 75. We come out, and I think it's just because we were hot. And Paulson says it over and over again. When we hit early shots, he can just tell our confidence is up. Sure. We rotate better on defense. Sure. So I think for the young guys, it's all about hitting early and then, you know, finishing out pretty easily.
There's something about St. Louis. I don't know what the hell it is. I don't know
hashtag
if it's
size.
Well, maybe it is their size, but we just cannot perform against him at all. And yeah, I think it is, like, we shoot very poorly, at least in all the games that we played against them. And is it due to the size or just, you know, flat out just bad luck? Who knows? But, you know, we struggle versus St. Louis, and I hate that, because these are guaranteed wins that we should be. But whatever, it doesn't matter. Let's just move on to the next game, which is Davidson this Wednesday. So
on the road.
Right. And so we're essentially going against two of the premier players in all of the A-10. In fact, I think they're perhaps 1 and 2 in scoring, Aldridge and Jack Gibbs. So
both, I think, featured in Petey Bucket's last A-10 player of the year post that he has.
Yeah, read up on that. That's some non-bias, legit. Like, he doesn't have, he uses like a lot of, you know, different statistics to evaluate his player of the year rankings.
I mean, if I'm writing that, I'm really picking Marquise Moore all day, and he didn't. So I
right.
mean,
he put him in the running, which he should be. I mean, but so who do you think? So we'll have Gibbs covered by what, Moore, do you think? Our best player versus their best player, and then Aldridge is their big man. I guess Jenkins is going to go against him, but that might be foul trouble
written
all over.
What I'm learning about Jenkins is, you know, we all want him to have more blocks, to play better defense, but the truth is, more than all that, we need him to stay out of foul trouble. So sometimes right. I think he looks soft on the post, but truthfully, you know, just get your hand straight up, contest a shot, but don't do anything crazy to get to foul and get in foul trouble. So you know what?
And I think that argument came up. That argument came up earlier this week on your little Twitter rant that you had, where some people were talking about size and does it matter? And yes and no. You know, size matters when, you know, you're getting beat by size. I think that's when you have to beef it up and make that adjustment.
But in an A-10 coaches conference George partook in, we asked him straight up, "Hey, are we ever going to play two forwards or a forward and a center combo this year?" And he said simply,
"No, zippy." Whatever you want to say, but yeah, he said no, and so
we're done with that.
And so that, yeah, I mean, that's just Paulson acknowledging, saying, look, you know, we probably don't have the depth that we want at forward, so we're just gonna kind of run with some guards. And I get it; it's gonna lead to up and down games. Obviously, we're win loss right now in the A-10. So Yeah, I mean, that's how it's going to be. We're going to win
but
some
and
nice lose
some. But
it's nice
because we do have AJ on the wing. And I've been watching him at practice, and the dude's explosive.
Right.
So, he can jump out the gym. He's your prototypical four, man.
That
and you look up
some clips on Mar up in Minnesota right now, him coming in. He could shoot threes. So I don't know what we're going to use that as, like a stretch four. Are we going to use him as a three? Are we going to use him as a – I've heard
the
know, some people say
– there.
Yeah. Center,
so what? Davidson, give us your prediction.
Just going by the trend, loss, I guess. I mean,
on the road.
Although we are road warriors, right. I don't know. So
give me a score prediction. I mean, it's kind of hard to predict our score because we score 75 and then 95.
Right. So well, it looks as if though whenever we do put up a few points, it's only against St. Louis, because even against St. Louis, we've scored 56 the first time.
Yikes.
We predominantly stick to the, you know, the mid-70s. So, I'm going to say Davidson 84, Mason 79.
Okay, and I'm going to go quite a little bit opposite. I'm going to say that we score 83, Davidson scores 71. And we pull out...
Is that a win?
And we pull out... the win.
Wow, that's a bit. So we're going to buck the trend.
We are going to fuck the trend.
Hey, dude.
So that's that. We beat LaSalle. We got Davidson next. Stay on the lookout for our Freshman 5 series. Ian Boyd's coming soon. Whenever it gets dropped, check your podcast app. You know we fill you up.
We fill you up? Yeah. We're filling all of our fans up.
All right, guys, that's that. Have a good night. Good evening. See you later.
Bye.